This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships, so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordano. Good again. 3 from the same spot. for Braylon Gordonier. Loose ball rebound. Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Switcheroo. Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Randall on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skylar Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under, banks it down. Pete Sherman. High left, it goes to Mesher. Back door, Colleen, great feed. Colleen, layup, got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Gordonier, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Shappy, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rushi Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewey. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewey caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. C.C. Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
She is becoming the complete basketball player.
C.C. Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my. Did he get away with the travel? Wow. Rushi bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skipping a jump into the lane. Six footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Laramie in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane, driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Laramie in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard, and Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, it's a good late afternoon to you, the second of our two matinee games on this Saturday. It's the Munster Saturday from Minster. Minster boys, Rushi boys will tip it off in about 15 minutes here on scoresbroadcast.com. We've got comments from Rushi head coach Spencer Gordonier and the Minster head coach Mike McClurg coming up in just a few minutes. Earlier today here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Minster girls were defeated by a very good Division II Findlay Liberty Benton team. Final score was 45-27. Rushi boys 3-0 in the young season. Minster having just started last night, now 1-0. Rushi victorious over Fairlawn last evening. Minster defeated Houston. Rushi Raiders have looked mighty good so far this year, Chuck. We've seen them against Jackson Center last Saturday night following the win over Jackson Center, a 19-point triumph over St. Henry. It's an extremely talented team, very deep. The depth is unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, their win over Jackson Center put them in the front runner spot in the Shelby County League right off the bat, sure did. But they've got so many weapons. They got Zane Shappy. They got Ross Bissinger. They've got Hayden Quinner. They've got Benjamin York. He's a hell of a JV player. Braylon Cordonier, Xavier Flippo, Colby Bonin, just a lot of weapons.
And Spencer Cordonier's been connected with Rushi basketball for many years. He knows his stuff, as does his counterpart, Mike McClurg, in his seventh year. Here's the head man in Minster. Mike has succeeded Mike Lee, who was the coach here for 23 years. Mike McClurg was Mike Lee's assistant for three. Mike Lee's been the Boston basketball on the boys' side for the last seven here at Minster. Brogan Steffi returning for Minster, leading scorer 1 year ago as a Frosh. He is a sophomore this season. Heard he was a little under the weather or maybe slightly injured. Might be a game-time decision tonight. We'll see. He scored 13 and paced Minster in the win last night over Houston. Meanwhile, Rushi won very easily on the road against Fairlawn. Talking about the depth of this Rushi team, last Saturday night, Felix Francis off the bench, the 6'5 young man, poured in 19 points and had 12 rebounds. He doesn't start.
No, he's 6'5", a junior, but, you know, when you play on a team that gets leads like they're going to do in the Shelby County League and some of these other games, he's going to get a lot of playing time.
This Minster team has got some size. Cole Albers will be in the starting lineup, according to head coach Mike McClurg. And Cole is a 6'7 ninth grader.
Yeah.
And he will be in the starting five, supposedly along with Steffi. Dylan Watercutter and Cole Richard, 5'10", 5'11", respectively. Logan Cooney is 6'2". A missing piece is James Niemeyer, very, very good football player, fine basketball player, injured, healing up, football injury will keep him out another week or two. He's a 6'1 junior, probably will be a consistent double-digit score. He is not playing in this game today for Minster. The Wildcats will miss him. Last year, Rushi won easily at Rushi. Guess what? The 5 years before that, Minster won them all, five in a row.
Right. Well, yeah, Minster had a nice tall. They had the Nixons. They were a really good basketball team for about 4 or 5 years. And they're still going to be a good basketball team, but they got some parts to put together this year before they get rolling.
Rushi has got some good youth in the pipeline. Raiders won the junior varsity tilt easily. Game just finished up about 3 minutes ago. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulte and Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components. Brogan Steffi needs to get his 15 to 18 points for Minster. The Wildcats have got to play good defense. Holding Rushi to 42 like Jackson Center did wasn't easy. Tigers are capable of doing that. Wildcats tonight need to play excellent D. If Rushi gets this game up into the 50s, Raiders are probably going to pull away and win it. Minster's got to stay close early first half. Build some confidence. Those are the key building components for these two clubs. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for providing you the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Where will the high score come from Rushi? Who knows? That's the challenge you face when you play the Raiders, because any one of six or seven young men can explode for 20.
Yeah, they've got that many that can be their leading scorer, that's for sure, and that makes it tough defensively to game plan for them.
It will be interesting to see how Coach Mike McClurg of Minster does attempt to defend these Rushi Raiders in this game tonight. Will you man-to-man with 6'7 Cole Alvarez on the floor? Will you try some kind of zone?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of options. I think you come out and play man-to-man if that's what you do as a team.
Right.
But you need to have that in your back pocket in case that you have trouble guarding them. Then you got to make some adjustments.
We'll take a three-minute break. Then we'll hear from our head coaches, Mike McClure of Minster, Spencer Cardagna of Rushi. When we return, Rushi Raiders at the Minster Wildcats. Here at the Minster Gym, matinee basketball. Our Monster Saturday from Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E. S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us is far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores, the Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
And welcome back here to the Minster High School gym. I'm Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Rushi Minster tangle here in just a few minutes. Earlier this week, I talked with Rushi head coach Spencer Cordonier. He highlighted his team's very good depth.
We got four seniors, Ross Fissinger, Xavier Flippo, Zane Shappy, and Colby Monin. Zane and Xavier have been starting since they were freshmen. So they're seasoned veterans by now. Ross has had a very good preseason and played well the first couple of games. Colby's coming along. He plays all inside for us. So he's in a unique role where he gets to, a lot of times he'll come in and spell our bigs. He's done a very fine job of that so far. Junior starters, Braden Monin and Hayden Quinter, they're in their third year now. So they've been playing since they were freshmen. Hayden started out as a freshman at the beginning of the year, and then Braden came up middle of the year. So, you know, both of those two kids are, we're looking for those two to do a lot, quite a bit this year. Felix Francis, played JV last year. He has, grown about 3 or 4 inches since last year, and he's very long. I think the Rushi faithful got a little glimpse of what he can do Saturday night with, 12 or 14 rebounds and 19 points. And then Ben Renderly is another kid that was vying for some playing time that was going to start out on JV. He's a junior. He's about 6'5". Ran into the injury bug, so he's going to be out 4 or 5 weeks yet. And then we've got two sophomores that are, Braylon Cordonier. He came up after 6 or 7 games last year, ended up playing a lot of minutes late in the year, really, really improved. He can play inside and outside for us. And then the next sophomore is Vince Borchers. He is coming up from the JV level last year, and it makes it kind of nice, and Zane Shappy even said it himself at the Jackson game. And, Vince comes in and we don't lose much. He handles the ball very well and gets us into our stuff. And there's 8 or 9 kids there that just compete on a nightly basis. And, if any indication of last weekend is what we're going to see this year, we're going to compete for 32 minutes and that's 75% of the game.
Words of Rushi head coach Spencer Cordonier. Mike McClure spoke with us, gave us the inside look on his team's starting lineup tonight.
I think our starters right now are up in the air. James Niemeyer is on the injured reserve. He's not going to play this weekend. He's still coming back for some football injuries. We got our starters will be Cole Richard, Brogan Steffi, Dylan Watercutter, Logan Cooney, and Cole Albers, who's a freshman. So I'm not real sure exactly who's getting all the minutes yet. We're still working through some of that with the football start. In terms of the bench guys, Caleb Sharp, Ian Holman, like I mentioned, James Niemeyer will probably end up in the starting lineup. Cole McClure, it depends on where these guys all end up, kind of fighting for spots and how the first couple weeks go. But we're just kind of feeling our way through it right now.
Those potential starters, what are their roles for you?
You'll see the Albers kid down low on the block. You'll see him scoring a lot of points around the basket, getting rebounds and blocking shots. Logan Cooney, he's kind of a lanky four guy, stretch four guy for us. Dylan Watercutter's really a pretty solid defender. And Brogan Steffi's going to be, you know, getting a lot of our shots. He'll run the point a lot. And then Cole Richards, kind of one of those knockdown shooters that we got.
So. Yeah, what's the Mike McClure brand of basketball here for 2022-23?
We got a lot of youth. I mean, what we always like to do is try to make it really tough on them to score. Right now, I think we want to get up and down, push the pace a little bit, and just keep working it.
Mike McClure, head coach of the Versailles Tigers, or I should say the Minster Wildcats. Mike is a graduate of Versailles High School.
Okay, I understand. That makes sense.
That was an easy slip.
That was a little slip.
Thanks to Mike McClure. Thanks to Spencer Cordonier for our pregame segment here today on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to Rushi sponsors, including the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. New address, 575 East Main. Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs, too. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, BurkePetroleum.com, 1-800-776-3097. Put Burke to work for all of your energy needs. We'll return with more from Minster. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangeman, FH.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watched patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving in to the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Welcome back here to Minster. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Over the last few minutes, the enduring legacy of Dave Borchers was recognized and celebrated here at the Minster Gym. For those of you who don't know, Dave was in the business of education. He taught in the Minster schools for a while, coached basketball at Rushi. He touched the lives of so many in Minster and Rushi. Dave's wife, Nikki, was here, 7 children, family, extended family. The life of Dave Borchers was recognized, celebrated here before the start of this game. He was so actively involved in both towns and knew so, so many people, and they were all so fond of Dave Borchers.
Well, I don't know how you couldn't be.
Yep. Starting lineups for both teams coming up here for you in just a moment. I'd like to remind you that Osgood Bank is locally owned and operated. It's been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Starting lineups for Rushi have been announced. Zane Chaffee, Hayden Quinter, Xavier Flippo, Braylon Cordonier, Braden Monin in the opening five for the Rushi Raiders. We've got darkness here now in the Minster Gym as the Wildcats are being introduced. Again, like to remind you that we're on the air thanks to a number of outstanding sponsors, including those in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company, Superior Aluminum, and the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. Earlier today here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Minster girls were beaten by Findlay Liberty Benton 45-27. Opening five for Minster, Cole Richard at guard, 5'11", and a sophomore. Rogan Steffi out front, 6'1", a sophomore. Dylan Watercutter, a 5'10 senior on the perimeter. Also in the opening five, Logan Cooney, 6'2", senior forward. And in the post, 6'7", Frosh, Cole Alberts. Minster in the home white, orange numbers, trimmed in black. Got the black warning Wildcats right across the chest. Rushi Raiders in that familiar Rushi blue. What do you call that, Chuck? Is it a dark royal?
I think it's a royal blue.
A royal blue. I love that mustard gold. Mustard gold Rushi across the chest. Gold numbers outlined in white. Rushi players in a combination of white and blue sneakers. Minster, combination of white and black tennis shoes. Here we go to start the game. Albers jumping center with the smaller Hayden Quinter of Rushi. And it goes to the Minster Wildcats in backcourt. Dylan Watercutter brings it down the floor right side. Flips it 35 feet away to Caleb Sharp, who's in the starting lineup. I don't think I see Brogan Steffi out there, Chuck. Number 12?
No, he's not.
Caleb Sharp, 6-foot junior, gets the nod in place of Steffi. Here's a lob pass in the lane to Albers. Albers puts it up from 7 feet. No good, but he's fouled on the elbow. Quick start for Minster. Ball had been knocked out of bounds by Rushi across the way. Minster threw it in bounds and went right to big Cole Albers. Very mature-looking 6'7 lad, only a frosh.
He's a strong-looking kid, isn't he, for a freshman?
He flexes those knees. High-arching free throw, a lot of rim, backboard, rim and off. No good. Second shot upcoming for Albers. If that first play is any indication, head coach Mike McClurg wants to feed Albers in the paint. He'll have a height advantage. Second free throw, danced off the iron, no good. Rebound down to the Raiders. Up the floor, Quinter, behind the arc on the right. It goes to Braden Monin, sends it back out high to Chaffee. Chaffee picked up by Watercutter. Here's Monin. Here's Braylon Grudonier, 25 feet away. Ball thrown baseline left. Open player, turning, shooting, scoring is Xavier Flippo. He posted up, got the basket. Well done play by Rushi, which worked long and hard for that one. And then a miscue by the home team on the inbounds.
They started to throw the ball in. The guy who was thrown to wasn't looking, and he stepped on the end line.
Ball lobbed by Rushi into Quinter in the paint. Back to the basket. Maneuvers, turns, 8-footer. Short, no good. Rebound volleyball in the air. Albers tips it in to a teammate. It's at midcourt, deflected out of bounds off Rushi. 2-0 Raiders, opening minute. In backcourt for Minster is Watercutter. Dribbles with the left hand, elbow on the left. Hands off on the feed to Caleb Sharp. Albers comes out to get it near the Wildcats logo. High right to Logan Cooney, spelled K-O-H-N-E. Dribbling, driving, twisting, turning. Thought he might have gotten away with a walk. Whistle does eventually blow, traveling on Caleb Sharp. 6:41 left in the first.
Chappy got a hand on the ball that time and created the turnover.
Yep, good defense. Helped cause it, that's for sure. Here's Braylon Cordonier, 25 feet away for Rushi. Gives it to Xavier Flippo. Ball thrown deep right corner to Quinter. Quinter drives beneath the basket, heaves a pass on the arc for Flippo, and it's up into the Rushi cheering section. One of the young lady students attending the game caught that pass.
She was open.
2-0. Rushi leads. 6:23 left, opening quarter. Rushi won last year. Minster won the five previous. Steal by Quinter. Quinter hustling in the half court to Flippo. Flippo throws left corner. Quinter whirling and twirling in the lane. Woo! What a shot by Quinter. Good move. Time out, Minster. 6:05 left, opening quarter, 4-0. Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan and Sydney. Big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices rock bottom. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, dining room sets, bedroom suites, one bargain after another. Goffney, family owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. Minster inbounds. Rushi steals. Outlet pass. Driving layup good by Braden Monnen. Quick theft. Easy bucket. 6-0 Rushi. Minster at midcourt. Dribbling is Caleb Sharp. Tries to throw to Albers. Deflected. Picked off by Flippo. Long run out. Monnen to the rack. Two more! Woo! Braden Monnen, another bucket. Another timeout. Minster. 8-0 Rushi in the first 2.5 minutes. As we were telling you, Goffney Furniture, four generations of Goffneys, 80 years. We have you covered at Goffney, GoffneyFurniture.com, GoffneyFurniture.com, Furniture.com, West Michigan in Sydney. Are you looking for work? Well, let Spherion go to work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has an office on Ohio Avenue in Sydney, offices in Westchester, Ohio, also in Bell Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. Go to ApplyOhio.com. Register today. ApplyOhio.com. Spherion. It works. Minster with two timeouts utilized already to stop this opening game surge by Rushi. 8-0. You've seen a lot you like, Chuck, from Rushi.
Well, their pressure's been outstanding. And the thing is, when they steal the ball, they're gone. I mean, it's a steal and a turnover and a basket.
Here's Logan Cooney, top of the circle. Hands it off to Watercutter. Watercutter throws it back out on the arc to teammate Cole Richard. Kicked on the play by Rushi.
Five turnovers for the Wildcats. Four baskets off of those five turnovers.
That's called taking advantage of your defensive pressure and putting points on the board. Baseline right, Ian Holman, 6'3 sophomore in the game, shoots a short one from 7 feet. It dances around, no good, off the ring. Rebound down to Rushi, driving baseline right, nearly a travel by Zane Chaffee. He scores!
Wow, that's a tough shot.
Athletic. Oh, what a play by Chaffee. 10-0. That's one of those showman shots you might try in a game of horse. Here's a steal by Rushi. Chaffee outlet down the floor. Ball thrown on the arc to Flippo. Lets it dry, short, follows to the rack. Got it! What a play.
Cordonier,
yep. Not Flippo. 34-24, two blonde heads. What a play by Braylon
missed it, knew right where the ball was going to carry him off the rim, went to it, got it, and scored. Here's Minster driving through the lane. Off-balance shot, no good by Cooney. Rebound by Cooney is in. 12-2 in favor of Rushi. 4 minutes left here in the opening period. Chappie to midcourt. Gets a screen from Quinter. Outside the arc on the right. He goes on the play to Flippo. Flippo handoff to Cordonier. Driving, shooting, lays it up and scores. Two straight field goals by Cordonier. 14-2. Rushi, boy, at this pace, Chuck, Rushi's going to score close to 60 by halftime.
Here's Mitchell rolling.
Mitchell lobbing in right corner below the basket, caught by Cole Albers. Spinning, and he scores. He trickled that one in over the iron, reverse layup style. 14-4 in favor of Rushi. Cordonier on the arc. Throws deep left corner. Long three, chucked up there by Chappie. Hit the rim, backboard, no good. Rebound down to Minster. Long bullet pass. Quickly up the floor to Watercutter. Minster down 10, 3 minutes left, opening quarter. They look inside for Albers, can't find him. Cooney sets and shoots out back. Swish! Logan Cooney, 23-footer. 14-7, Rushi. Braylon Cordonier in backcourt, now top of the circle. Braylon Cordonier being guarded by the 6'7", Cole Albers. Dribble drive right down the lane, all the way to the rack. Well done by Braden Monnen.
He's got six.
He's a splendid outside shooter, but he's taking it right to the cup tonight. 16-7. Double team at midcourt. Steal by Braylon Cordonier. All the way to the rim. Two more for Rushi. Raiders get a timeout. Up 18-7. 2:25 left in the first. What a flurry by Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Wow, what a spurt by the Rushi Raiders here at the start.
Like a, nine baskets. They've not even attempted 1-3. Got the rebound and laid it in.
How many has Rushi missed?
They probably missed two shots maybe. And Minster's turned the ball over seven times with 2:23 left in the first quarter.
This is an excellent combination of super pressure and very good shooting, converting easy hoops more often than not. But that's how you play good high school basketball. If you can get some easy ones because of takeaways and transition goals, that's how you put a lot of points on the board. Another interception by Rushi. Rushi playing a lot of people, already having entered the game for the Rushi Raiders. Is Vince Borchers. Here's a long three-point shot missed on the play. Raiders get it back. It's Borchers at the top of the key. He ducks under and scores! What a play by Borchers. Wow. He started out 17, 18 feet away. Two or three dribbles later, a swan dive move low on the left. Put it through to make it 20-7. Here's Minster dribbling out of control. Cole Richard into the lane. Has it blocked, but a foul against the Raiders. That's about the only thing Rushi has done wrong in this contest so far.
On that last possession down there, the rebound by Cordonier, the offensive rebound, it looked like his head was above the rim when he pulled that down.
Free throw, Minster in and out. Excuse me, in and out by Cole Richard. No good. Minute 34 left, opening period. Rushi has amassed 20 points already. Now, Brogan Steffi has not seen the floor for Minster. We were told mid to late afternoon by head coach Mike McClurg that Brogan may or may not play because of an injury. He scored 13 last night
at Houston.
Somebody's got him in the post!
He figures to be clearly the leading scorer for the Wildcats this year.
I don't think at this point, if we haven't seen him, we're not going to see him.
Here's a running one-hander across the lane by Rushi. It is no good. Put up on the run by Felix Francis and then stuck right back in by Francis. Rushi continues to follow their own missed shots and score on second attempt buckets. A minute 14 to go in the first quarter, 22-7 in favor of Rushi.
11 twos.
And it's a team that can shoot the three.
Oh, they don't need to tonight. They're scoring off turnovers. They're scoring off offensive putbacks. And they're just getting the ball wherever they want to right now.
We saw three different players for Rushi hit triples in succession midway fourth quarter a week ago to pace Rushi over Jackson Center. Missed free throw by Rushi. Rebound volleyballed around. Felix Francis gets it back in the lane and hits a one-handed push shot from 10 feet. Up the floor, Minster. Stolen by Quinter. Outlet on the play to Cordonier. Cordonier barreling in from the left wing. Foul by Minster. Braylon gets two. Rushi's up 24-7. 54 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Couple of free throws here. Braylon Cordonier. He continues to grow. 6'3 sophomore. Good stroke by Braylon. Up and in. 25-7. Rushi.
He has such good shooting form. He just jumps out of the gym.
Colby Monin on the floor now for Rushi. Xavier Flippo had been out. He's back in. One more change. Shappie now at the desk in front of us for Rushi as well. Braylon Cordonier drops in a pair at the stripe. 26-7. Sounds like the first ever Rushi Minster football game score. Rushi leads up at 19. 54 seconds still left here in the opening quarter.
And Rushi doesn't even have any pads at their school, so this is quite an upset.
Here's Logan Cooney in backcourt having trouble. Pressure by Flippo. Gives it off to Watercutter. Ball passed quickly into the corner, into the paint area to Albers. He goes up to shoot. Blocked on the play by Felix Francis. Ball knocked to the arc. Long three tried by Noah Schwederman. 6'3 freshman for Minster. The rebound is lost out of bounds below the rim by Minster. And Rushi brings it down. Half minute to go, opening quarter. Here's Flippo up the floor. Gives it up into the right corner to Felix Francis. Oh, good teamwork. Fine passing across the bottom of the key. Colby Monin, the recipient. Very good feed. Monin scores. The 6'3 senior lays it in. 28-7. Here's Minster on the arc. Cooney left open. Long launch. No good. Long rebound, Watercutter. Four to play, first quarter. Cross court pass. Baseline left-hander flipped up by Minster. It's late. Wouldn't have counted had it gone. The shot missed on the play by Sharp. And that's the end of the first period. 28-7. Rushi over Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery powered, street legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Well, in our pregame before this Minster Rushi contest, we said 3-4 times how good the Rushi depth was. We highlighted it, continued to do so. Chuck, highlight it once again.
Well, the eight young men scored for Rushi in the first quarter.
Uncanny. Unbelievable. Rarely will a team
play more than six or seven players
right
in the opening period. Rushi had eight. Dent the scoring column. Driving down the lane, Flippo. Hand off to Monin. He missed it, no good. Weak side rebound, yes, Flippo. 30-7. Rushi up after having led 28-7 at the end of the opening quarter. The in backcourt on the bounce for Minster. It is Dylan Watercutter. Hits a teammate driving down the lane on the run. Sharp couldn't get it to go. Monin with a rebound. He is struggling to latch onto the ball. Albers is on his back. Foul against Minster. 30-7 in favor of Rushi. 7:26 to go here in the first quarter. Interestingly enough, last six games between these two teams have been lopsided. Rushi won easily last year. Rushi, five previous years, Minster won blowouts. Minute gone, second quarter. On the arc is Ross Fissinger for Rushi, 5'11 senior guard. Ball tossed into the left corner, deflected out of bounds by Rushi. Here come the Wildcats in backcourt. It's Dylan Watercutter. Left-hand bounce up to the timeline. Pressure applied by Shafi. Ball picked up by Schwederman. He heaves it cross-court to a teammate. Leaping catch on the arc by Cooney. Cooney passes off to the jump shooter, Watercutter. Missed from 15. Rebound down to Rushi. Fissinger, Shafi. Shafi motor, top of the circle. Little stop-and-go move. Down into the paint area, juggled the ball, lost it, out of bounds.
You need to give that up. He could have got it back going down the lane.
Yep. 6:40 left to go. Second quarter, 30-7, Rushi. Minster to midcourt. It is Noah Schwederman to Albers at the elbow on the right. Gives it back up to Schwederman. Outside the arc on the left, Caleb Sharp splits a couple defenders and then throws it to the three-point line. Rushi got a piece of it, and it goes out of bounds. 11-12-13. Set to throw in far side of the floor is Minster. Quinter back on the floor for Rushi. Also in for the Raiders. Braden Monin back out there. Felix Francis in. Quinter guarding at the point. Braylon Cordonier down low. Little give and go, Minster. Reverse layup. Nice play. Oh, Watercutter couldn't finish. Left it short. Rebound punched out of bounds by Minster. 6:14 to go. Second quarter, 30-7, Rushi. Near the 6-minute mark. Play at the timeline being signaled by Vince Borchers of Rushi. Hands off to Braylon Cordonier. Thought about shooting the 28-footer, didn't. On a weave, it goes to Vince Borchers, who leaves it behind him for Cordonier. His long triple, deep left corner, rattles in and out, no good. Rebound slapped out of bounds by Rushi, and Mitzer will bring it down the floor.
That is an open look. I mean, nothing wrong with that. He'll make that probably 50% of the time if you give him that look.
Well, it was a three ball. He should get a point and a half because the ball disappeared below the rim.
It was there. Just did not stay in.
It might have scraped the net, but snapped out. Minster in backcourt against three quarter court pressure, which now relents a little bit. Dribbling up the near side is Cole Richard. Here comes the double team just over the timeline. A pass away to Albers. Low on the right to Cole Richard. Works on Cordonier. Goes up strong. Double team comes.
Wow.
Blocked from behind. Taken away by Felix Francis. Outlet to Quinter. Quinter darts ahead. Gives it up to the driver. Top of the circle. Borchers into the paint area. And it is knocked away by Minster. Minster, forecourt left. It's Cooney. Inside to Albers. Spins, left-hand hook, hangs on the rim, no, rebound Rushi. 5:13 to go, second quarter, 30-7, Rushi. Cordonier down the floor to Quinter. They swing it to the left. Here's Francis. Felix gives it up on the play to a driver through the paint area, and Braden Monin may have dragged the pivot foot a little bit.
I think the referee that made the call was right in front of the Minster bench, so I think they helped him.
3 minutes gone, second quarter, helter skelter, the last 90 seconds. Nobody producing much in the way of points. 30-7 in favor of Rushi. Water cutter sprints up the right side over the timeline, dribbles behind the back, looks for help, goes into the right corner to a teammate, intercepted, stolen by Rushi, outlet to Monin, up and in. Good steal by Vince Borchers, 32-7 in favor of Rushi. Here's Minster in backcourt, up over the timeline. Comes Cole Richard, off to water cutter. Here comes that double team. Now it goes to Ian Holman. Holman has the ball flipped away from him. He recovers in backcourt. Boy, the defensive pressure by Rushi is relentless. Raiders play so many people, they're staying fairly fresh.
Well, and they just come out here and they're doubling everything.
Yep. Overplaying each pass, like that one. Steal by Borchers. Borchers hustles down the floor for Rushi. Shot fake behind the arc by Braylon Gordonier. Into the lane. 10-footer. Good! Gordonier, soft touch, feather-like, hit the rim, kerplunk.
Well, he did a good job. He faked the three, and his defender fell down. That's what the roar from the crowd was behind it.
34-7 in favor of Rushi. Here's Mr. Lobbing, Holman down inside to Albers. Poked away by Rushi, knocked out of bounds by the Raiders.
It was stolen by Quinter, but he was out of bounds when he stole it.
Under four to go, second quarter, 34-7. Rushi, Minster without Brogan Steffi. Fine player a year ago, double-digit score. Pumped in 13 last night. We talked to head coach Mike McClurg a few hours ago. He said Brogan was iffy, iffy at best. Ball inbounded to Cole Albers, right side of the floor. Herky-jerky moving in the lane and throws in a bank shot. Good effort. Nicely done by Cole Albers. 3.5 minutes to go. Second quarter, 34-9 Rushi. Chappie spreads the floor. Starts a drive against water cutter. Feeds into the lane to Quinter. Fall away 14-footer. Hit the back rim, no good. Rebound Rushi on the arc to Fissinger. Buries the three ball. They found Ross Fissinger, nobody on him, scattered floor, offensive rebound, and Fissinger connects. Boy, what a luxury, Chuck, to have a guy like Ross off the bench. He's deadly behind the arc. Minster, baseline 15-footer by water cutter. It circles the rim, comes off, rebounding foul, let's see.
They knocked Albers to the ground.
2:56 to go, second quarter, 37-9. After the made three by Fissinger, we've got a foul against Rushi.
Flippo.
Flippo holding. Under three to play here in the second. And the score is 37-9 in favor of the Rushi Raiders. Minster girls were beaten earlier today by Finley Liberty Benton in a game we covered. 45-27, a mid-game swoon for about 13 or 14 minutes. A shooting swoon by Minster hurt the Wildcats' cause. Finley, the Liberty Benton, pulled ahead by better than 20, won by 18. Minster played pretty well in the fourth quarter, but at that point it was just about in the books. Here is Minster passing. Ball thrown to a cutter. Noah Schwederman on the finish. Nicely done by Schwederman. Back in a hurry. Fissinger for Rushi. Gives it up to Gordonier. Fissinger left corner. Good again. Two in a row. Fissinger.
Boy, does he have a nice follow through on his shot.
What a release. 42-11 in favor of the Rushi Raiders. Here's a brilliant drive by Cole Richard of Minster. He went swirling through the lane and down low part of the key on the right, shoveled it up and in off the backboard. 40-13 in favor of Rushi. Two to play here in the second quarter. 2 minutes to go. On the arc for Minster, it is Chappie. He starts a drive, pulls up, goes into the left corner to teammate Caden Quinter. Quinter gives it up, gets it back. Oh, here's a late feed into the lane to Gordonier. Foul against Minster.
Wow.
Cardon, your shot no good, but he's got two at the stripe.
Well, Shabby did a great job. He got in the lane, drew the defense, got the ball to Cardon, who got hammered on the shot, or was going to be it might even have been a dunk.
Cardon, shooting two. Up and in, boy, he's got the shooting stroke at the stripe, Chuck, to shoot 80-85%.
Yeah, and I was talking to his dad, and he said they've got him up to like 83-84 miles an hour on his fastball, too.
Uh-oh. Next free throw, Cardon, good. Hits them both. 42-13 in favor of Rushi. A minute 46 to go here in the first half. I wasn't joking. I said midway first quarter. This could be a 60-point first half for Rushi. Well, they won't get 60. They might get 50. Here's Noah Schwederman. Gives it up cross court to a teammate. Minster in the half court. Down to 29. On the dribble, it's Cole Richard. Pulls up elbow right side. Short of the 16-footer. Rebound Rushi. Oh, what a heck of a play. Saved inbounds by Cardon off the leg of a Wildcat. And it's Raiders ball.
We get this up to 35 points, and it's going to be a running clock.
I forgot about that. Forgot all about that. Forecourt left with the ball. It is Quinter. Quinter down low to Colby Monin. Monin tries to make a pivot move about 6 feet from the rim, baseline left. And his face runs into the shoulder of Cole Albers. Ball goes out of bounds off Minster. Rushi throws in.
Good no call that time on a foul.
Yep. One minute to go, first half. Dribble drive through the lane. Braden Monin, and he is walloped. He is spilled, goes to the hardwood. Two free throws coming for Monin. 104 to go here in the first half, 42-13 in favor of Rushi. Braden Monin at the stripe, eyes the goal, front rim, backboard, good. Second free throw here for Monin. I knew the Rushi Raiders would be a pretty good ball club, Chuck. We both knew this was a splendid team coming back. They're even better than I expected.
Yeah, I mean, this last year there was some chemistry times where they just looked out of sync. Boy, so far they have not this year.
One free throw made, one missed. Rebound down to Minster, 43-13 in favor of Rushi. 50 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Here's Ian Holman, passes to a teammate. Jumper outside the lane in the left is good. Noah Schwederman drains it. 43-15 in favor of Rushi. 35 seconds to go here in the first half. Dribbling down the right side goes Borchers. Borchers bounce pass on top to Monin. Monin gives it up, gets it back. 20 seconds to go, first half. Outside the arc on the left, it's Francis. Straight away, it's dealt to Borchers. Down to 14 to go. Dribbling, Rushi. 10 to go. Player open, baseline left, Francis, shot fake, doesn't let it go. On the arc to Borchers, missed it off the back iron. Rebound volleyball to Minster, outlet pass, broken up by Rushi as the first half finishes. All Rushi Raiders. What an exhibition by Rushi through the first two quarters.
Yeah, I mean, they're just both ends of the floor playing outstanding offense, getting a lot of offense out of their defense, turned Minster over 12 times. They're up 28 for a reason.
43-15, Rushi after two. Thanks to our Rushi sponsors, the Jewelry Bar and the Gem of Rushi, Francis Schulze, and Superior Aluminum. Thanks to the staff and associates at the Superior Aluminum and Francis Schulze and the Jewelry Barn. Cutaway Styling Salon, by the way, is at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, across from Brookins. 40 years doing business, giving you your very best do at Cutaway. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo, stylist Renee Mesher, stylist Chris Siegel, stylist Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling, at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street, right across from Brookings in Fort Loramie, 40 years doing business. Cutaway Styling Salon. We'll take a break, return with our halftime report when we come back. 43-15 Rushi over Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We welcome you back here to Minster High School, the second game of a couple of matinee contests for you here today. This one started right around 5:30. Rushi boys against Minster earlier today. Minster girls against Findlay Liberty Benton, won by the visiting team. The Eagles beat the Wildcats 45-27 in our second of two today. 43-15, Rushi over Minster. Our halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. And brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, the industry's clear choice. Chuck?
Well, Rushi has a 13-8 rebounding advantage, 6-3 on the offensive boards. One of the key stats, the Wildcats turned it 12 times in the first half. Now, 12 turnovers is not horrible, but I almost guarantee you Rushi scored off 8 of those 12 turnovers. Rushi turned it 4 times, 0-4 from the free throw line for Minster. Raiders 5-7. Minster led by Logan Keeney, Cooney with five. They got four from Sweeterman, four from Albers, a couple of freshmen, and two from Cole Richards, a sophomore. They scored 7 and 8, 15 for the first half. Rushi, we got a ton of them. We got Cordonier with 12. We got Braden Bonham with 9. Then we got 6 out of Fissinger on a couple of threes there in the second quarter. 4 each from Francis and Flippo. And then 2 from Monin, Colby Monin, 2 from Vince Borchers, 2 from Hayden Quinter, 2 from Zane Shaffey. They scored 28 and 15, 43 for the half.
Did you see anything Chuck Rushi needs to improve on? Excuse me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when some of their shots hit the rim before they went in, so they need to work on their accuracy a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, I honestly don't know what. I mean, they turned them. They played hard. Coach Cordonier is up. He's coaching them hard. They're playing hard for him. They're going to be a tough, tough team before this is over.
Minster's got to avoid getting trapped once the Wildcats get across the timeline.
Right.
That's a no-no.
Yeah, you got to stay away from him. You got to enter it. And they need to put somebody in the middle. Right now, they don't have anybody flashing to the middle to catch it. The middle is always the soft spot and the outlet you need to be able to go to.
Now, keep in mind, there is no Brogan Steffi tonight for the Minster Wildcats. 43-15 Rushi. That's our halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Bodkins and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Bodkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Bodkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bodkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Bodkins, building excellence.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee back here at Minster.
The Mitchell Wildcats get the first bucket as we start the third quarter of play. Rushi leading 43-17. It was 43-15 at the halftime break. Working down low, Braylon Cordonier for Rushi. Pass into the corner. It is tipped out of bounds by Minster. First bucket, third quarter, but Minster nailed by whom?
By Cooney.
Logan Cooney got the first bucket of the second half. Ball inbounded to Monin. Braden Monin. Chappie, Braylon Cordonier, Xavier Flippo, Hayden Quinter on the floor for Rushi. Very good defense out front on the play by Minster. Cole Richard guarding Hayden Quinter. And the 5-second count is on. Turnover on the floor for the Minster Wildcats. Caleb Sharp, Dylan Watercutter. In the middle, Cole Albers. Cole Richard on the floor. We'll pick up that fifth player for you in just a moment. Here is Minster throwing it out high. Ball deflected, picked off on the play though by Cooney. Minster still has it. Watercutter, Cooney rotates, foul line, elbow in the right. Handoff behind him to Richard. Running one hander through the lane. He almost made it. A circus shot, no good. Rebound by Quinter. We played a minute 20 here in the third quarter. Deep right corner. It is Flippo. Carves out space in the lane. Oh, what a shot. A runner by Flippo. Good. And he's fouled by Minster. Sparkling play by Xavier Flippo.
He's just a really good basketball player.
45-17 in favor of Rushi. So we got Cooney, Watercutter, Albers on the floor. Richard Schwederman in. That's the five for Minster. Three-point play capitalized by Flippo of Rushi. 46-17. Nearly over and back on the play by Richard. He stopped his dribble. Goes up and down. That's a violation. Yep. Turnover Watercutter of Minster. Rushi ball midcourt. 6:29 to go, third quarter. 46-17 in favor of Rushi. Boy, we've seen some very good officiating today. Both games. Girls game earlier. This one as well. Outstanding. Interception. Minster stolen. Quick three. Left wing. Richard in and out. No good. Rebound below the rim. A lot of contact. Foul. Rushi. Minster will shoot. When we get a moment, we want to tell you all about the Anna Market and the Chairman's Reserve high-quality meats at the Stripe. Albers for Minster, 46-17 the score. Rushi leads, free throw Albers, front rim, backboard, good. Second one upcoming. He toes the stripe again. 46-18. Way short. High in the air to yank down the rebound is Monin for Rushi. Out ahead to Quinter. Out back to Chappie. Nearly walked. Gave it up to Monin. Good guarding by Watercutter. Now Quinter 25 feet away. On him is Cooney. And Minster doubles at midcourt. Nearly steals it. Bodies to the floor. What's been called?
Now on the perimeter.
Over guarding against Watercutter of Minster.
He doesn't seem to think so, but he fouled him three times before they called it.
I think that was the right call. If not once, maybe thrice. 5:50 left to go, third quarter on the arc. Flippo for Rushi. Into the corner, it's Monin. Guarded by Cole Richard. Monin on the bounce. Gives it up on the play to a teammate, baseline left. Minster gets a fist on the ball, drives it out of bounds. Flippo inbounding.
Minster's really picked up their defense here in the third quarter.
Intensity on the defensive side for Minster, much better than in the first two quarters. Here's Quinter, top of the circle, foul line, on the deck with the left. Spin move. It looked like he dragged the pivot foot, no call. Handoff on the plate of Cordonier. Baseline right, fadeaway. Shot short, no good. Great offensive rebound, Flippo. Double teamed. Minster yanks the ball away. Schwederman, good effort. Ruled a jump, held ball. Rushi retains it.
Felix Francis.
5:22 to go, third quarter, 46-18 in favor of the Rushi Raiders. Ball inbounded in the lane, wide open player. Was that Felix Francis?
Francis, yep.
He used his 6'5 height in the paint on the inbounds. Quickly down the floor, Minster inside to Albers. Blocked shot off the window. Ball in the corner, out of bounds. It'll be handled by Minster. 5:08 to go in the third, 48-18 in favor of Rushi. Water cutter below the rim to Albers. Turnaround half hook shot. Got it. Nice play, Cole Albers. Swiveled. Made a six-footer up and in. 48-20. Rushi leads. 4:50 to go, third quarter. Dribble drive in the lane. Pivoting. Hitting is Braden Monin. Wow. Monin right below the foul stripe. Very nifty 12-footer. Boy, about the time you think you've got Quinter and Flippo and Cordonier halted, Monin goes to work. Or Shappy goes to work. Or Francis goes to work. Boy, it's like putting a thumb on a dike. You just cannot keep pressure on all these Rushi players at the same time. So talented. The field goal by Monin was good. Fouled in the act of shooting. Free throw coming. 50-20. 4:51 to go, third quarter. Rushi in the lead. Monin converts the three-point play. Quickly up the right side goes the Minster Wildcats. Double team, or I should say a double dribble at the timeline. Was that the result of Rushi pressure, do you think, John?
I think it was just that he started to cross over and put the ball in two hands.
Okay. Here's Vince Borchers out high to Quinter for Rushi. Here comes the double team. Ball thrown to Borchers, 40 feet away. Borchers in the right corner. Open jump shooter, Francis, a little long on the shot. Long rebound to Quinter. Quinter dives into the lane, and his arm is grabbed. With 4:29 left in the third quarter, 51-20 in favor of Rushi. Ball inbounded by the Raiders out high. It goes on the play to Borchers. Hand off to Cordonier. Through the top of the circle, still dribbling. A little too much dribbling. Minster claws it away. Minster's on the floor with the ball. Timeout called by the Minster bench. 4:17 left in the third. Chuck will keep it right here. 51-20 in favor of Rushi. Let you know all about the Anna Market. If you're looking for an extraordinary dining experience right at home, try the Anna Market. It is at your service. You see, Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer an extraordinary eating experience. And the Anna Market is the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yep, the very best for the best, like you. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. For your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee an excellent eating experience so you can dine at home, make it extraordinary, shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best, like you. 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 51-20 in favor of Rushi. Mitchell on the dribble at Sharp. Out back to Cole Richard. Wants to take a three. Knocked away by Rushi. Down the floor to Borchers. Open player. Pass. Great bounce pass.
Wow.
Finish on the play by Francis. I'm sorry, Monin concluded the play. Fine pass to Monin. Well done by the Raiders, who lead at 53-20. Loose ball midcourt. Knocked out of bounds by Rushi. Tell you what, the Raiders have spent as much time on their knees on the floor as they have,
yeah,
they have standing up running the floor.
Well, that's what you talk about. Ball on floor, you on floor.
Yep. Inbounding is Minster. Snow is Schwederman. Throws inbounds to Cole Richard. Yeah, the Raiders have been scraping their knees on the hardwood tonight. So is Minster. been a lot of scrums down on the court. Each team playing very hard. Minster's picked up the defensive intensity here in the second half. Here's a long three ball by Cooney. Hits the rim, backboard, no good. Rebound yanked down by Quinter. 3:13 to go, third quarter. Good outlet to Colby Monin. Extra pass, finished by Rushi near the rim. Foul by Minster. Good sharing of the basketball by the Raiders.
Yeah, that was a good pass by Colby Monin that time.
Yep, sure was. 3:10 to go, third quarter. Ross Fissinger fouled in the act of shooting. Fires it up and in. 53-20 in favor of Rushi.
We got a running clock if he makes this free throw. And it stays a running clock unless it drops down to below 30.
Yep. Explanation from the referee. If this free throw by Fissinger goes down, it is a continuous clock. He makes it. It's 55-20. And until the disparity goes below 30, we've got a continuous clock.
It stops on timeouts and quarters.
Here's the ball thrown right corner by Minster. Fumbled into the baseline area. Picked off by Rushi. Quickly down the floor. Quinter twisting into the lane. Good defense by Albers. Loose ball midcourt. Gardner Benoit, Schwederman. Schwederman down the floor. Jostled in the lane. Ball stripped away by Francis. And Rushi comes out of there with it. 35-point lead, Rushi. 2:37 to go here in the third quarter. Ball thrown deep left corner. Quinter pulls up at the elbow. Stripped on the play by Minster. Looks like a football game now.
Yeah, they're just letting them play.
Here's a bad pass. Minster too high into the post. Intended for Holman. It goes out of bounds. 2:17 left. 55-20 in favor of Rushi. Tell you what, these Rushi Raiders players, Chuck, are solid.
Oh, yeah.
Thick-shouldered. They're wide-bodied. Very quick of foot. And everybody's what? 6'1", 6'2", 6'3"?
And they just keep throwing waves at you.
And they've got spring in their legs. Very good hops. As we see right there from Felix Francis into the paint area, a little looper, 10-footer, dead on.
Well, we're seeing him come out. This is a coming-out party for Francis.
He sinks it. Fine play by Francis, 57-28. The lead, or I should say 57-20. The lead is 37. Continuous clock until the difference goes below 30 points. And right now it's a 37-point cushion. Bad pass by Minster. Picked off on the play by Rushi. Ball thrown to the post to Monin. Shot blocked and taken away by Minster. Here's Richard. Down the floor to a teammate. Left corner. Long three ball. Caleb Sharp got it. Caleb Sharp from downtown for Minster. 57-23, 1 minute to go, third quarter. Rushi in the lead. Ball thrown right side to Fissinger. Into the post. Back to Fissinger through the lane. They continue to work it. Borchers at it. Throws on the arc to Francis. 45 to play. Mid post, it's Monin. Squares up. Puts it on the deck. Back to Francis, right corner, wants to go baseline. Hooks it to Fissinger. Ball thrown near side to Borchers. Right back into Monin. Spins on the big man in the middle, Albers for Minster. Down to 25 to go, third quarter. Ball thrown to Fissinger. Glides through the lane. Missed it. Followed by Monin, no good. Rebound, Flippo. Flippo beneath the rim to Borchers. Spin move, fouled by Minster. And the clock continues to run.
Going to run out the quarter, probably.
Common foul. Ball out of bounds to Rushi. 8, 7, 6, 57, 23 Raiders. Flippo inbounds off the leg of a Minster player. Gets the ball. Shoots at the buzzer. No good. Heads up play, but Flippo almost worked. Continuous clock. He was aware of it. Had to throw it in right away. Nobody for the Raiders was open. He threw it off a Minster player. Got it, shot it, left it short. 57-23, Rushi over Minster. Into the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team located in Jackson Center, Ohio,
Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
I'd like to remind you that we're on the air thanks to the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi, Superior Aluminum in Rushi, and the Jewelry Barn also in Rushi. We say hello to Barker Insurance, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, celebrating 50 years in business. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker or call to see how Barker Insurance can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. 492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Is that a bucket by Albers for Minster, Chuck, to start
yes.
the fourth quarter?
Yeah, he's having a nice game.
Cole Albers, the big man, 6'7" Frosch. Just made a short turnaround shot in the paint. Boy, he's going to have a dynamite career for Minster.
Yes, he's got, for a freshman, he's got really good footwork.
Yeah.
His shot's not bad. He's just going to get better. He just needs to gain confidence. Just keep playing, get a lot of reps.
Yes. At Rushi's offensive end, we've got a foul. Shappy bumped, taking it to the rim. Two free throws up and in. Continuous clock. The lead is 33. The continuous clock is on until the lead gets down to 29, below 30. Both foul shots good. 59-25, Rushi. 6:48 to go, fourth quarter. Here is Minster, forecourt to our right. It's Noah Schwederman, forced out high to Caleb Sharp. Near side pass goes to Schwederman. Loops it to Albers in the lane. Double team, triple team. Ball scraped away by Rushi off the leg of a Raider player.
This has got to be a hard thing for a clock operator to hear a whistle and not turn the clock off.
Yeah.
It's just what you're used to.
Instinctively, I'm surprised it's not been done.
Well, it probably has.
Once or twice tonight.
I haven't seen it here yet.
Here's Minster on the arc. 6:10 to go in the game. Top of the circle, Cooney. Picked up by Fissinger. Cooney looks for help. Weaves it to Watercutter. Now Cole Richard. Richard sets and shoots a 28-footer. Grazed iron. Rebound loose. Picked up by Cooney. Cooney passes off to Schwederman. Turnaround Jay in the paint. Foul against Rushi. Clock continues to motor right on down. 5:44 to go. 59-25. It is Rushi in the lead over Minster. Noah Schwederman, 6'3", Frosch at the stripe. Any consolation for Minster, Chuck? Cole Albers, freshman, 6'7". Noah Schwederman, freshman, 6'3". Cole McClurg, very good outside shooter. He, too, like James Niemeyer, is injured. McClurg, a 5'10 freshman. Keep in mind, Niemeyer and Rogan Steffi, probably the two best players for Minster, not playing in this game tonight.
And both of them sophomores.
Yes. Here is the foul shot, pumped up and in. Free throw good. Were both made or one?
Made the first, or missed the first, made the second.
Schwederman 1-for-2 at the stripe for Minster. 59-26 Rushi. 4:40 left in the fourth quarter. Out on the arc is Borchers. He's double teamed, got to get rid of it. Finds Cordonier, baseline left. Now Borchers gives it back to Cordonier. Short corner, Borchers. Cole Albers on him. Borchers tries to drive, stops, hits a cutter in the lane. Little 8-footer pumped up on the play, no good. Hit the back of the rim. Benjamin York on the floor. Tried the shot, hit the back iron. Good effort by Benjamin, 6'3 sophomore. Rebounding foul against Minster as Felix Francis jerked it off the glass. He's at the stripe with 4 minutes to go.
Well, I talked to Coach Cardagna before the game about York, and I said I really like his game. And he said he would absolutely be a varsity player, but there's no place to put him. And I said, I agree. He's getting good time on JVs.
Right.
He's going to be a heck of a ball player for him.
Yes. Charity stripe. It is Rushi's. Francis shot it up there a bit too heavy. Clock still running. 3:28, 3:27 to go. Substitutions, Raiders. Zeb Schulte, 6 foot sophomore forward, is in. Also in, Jackson Grochein, Grogean, 5'7 sophomore guard. Second free throw by Francis is good. 60-26 in favor of Rushi. 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. 30 feet away, it is Cole Richard with the ball. Now he goes foul line. Missed a fadeaway jumper. I think Rushi's on the back of a Minster player. Good position by Cooney of Minster. Foul Schulte of Rushi with 2:43 to go and counting. We are in the continuous clock format. 34-point lead, Rushi. Here's a lob pass in by Minster to midcourt. It is picked off on the play by York. York down the floor. Glides baseline left. Defensive foul. Blocking two free throws for York as Schwederman picked it up. At the free throw line for Rushi is Ben York. Again, he's another one of those Rushi players that has some length. 6'3", long arms, plays taller than that. Foul shot good. And Chuck, I remember Benjamin when we started on scoresbroadcast.com. We would run into Benjamin. He was doing the video work up in the press box
for the girls team because his sister played.
Yes. And of course Benjamin was much younger, much shorter. My gosh, he's grown 2 feet in the last 5 or 6 years.
Well, probably in the last 2 weeks, it seems like.
Free throw good, second one no good. Rebound Minster, foul in the Wildcats half court.
Still out of bounds.
Minute 28 to go and counting, 61-26 Rushi. Like to remind you about Jackson Center Pro Hardware, now in Greenville 2. 112 East Pike in Jackson, 418 South Broadway. Or I should say 418 South Broadway in Jackson Center, 112 East Pike. 112 East Pike, I'll get it straight. 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. 418 South Broadway in Greenville. Here's a basket down low on the left. Colby Monin gets a deuce after Minster scored at the other end.
Cole Richards hit a three, and then, boy, what a move by Monin under the basket. Reverse layup.
Cole Richards sank a long three ball. Then a nice spin move in the paint by Monin. 63-29. Miss on the play by Minster. Rushi's attacking. It's Grogean top of the circle. Grogean gives it up to Zeb Schulte. Schulte bounce pass to York. Knocked away by Minster. Picked up at midcourt by York with a half minute to go. He starts a drive all the way to the rack. Lays it up hard, but he's fouled. He'll shoot two free throws. And Chuck, these two foul shots will just about expire the time.
Oh, I think it's about to have two of them is going to run out.
Yeah.
10 seconds.
63-29. Running clock is at 10. Ben York at the stripe for Rushi. Shoots and hits. 64-29. That's going to do it. He does get another free throw.
Yes.
And that will officially end the game. Shot by York. Up and in. It's all over. Rushi 65, Minster 29. Big win by the Rushi Raiders. Again, put it in perspective, no Brogan Steffi, no James Niemeyer tonight for Minster. Those two young men have promised to be the leading scorers for the Wildcats all year, probably producing as somewhere between 28 and 35 points a game between the two.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously missed their experience, missed, but Rushi's a juggernaut, and they're going to be the Botkins of the last couple of years. They're going to be tough out.
Yep, well said. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, Greenville Pro Hardware. Solid wood raised panel cabinets, a great price. DeWalt Power Tools, 20% off. Beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets. Order them, get them in 3 days. Like them on Facebook. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, located at 112 East Pike. Greenville Pro Hardware, 418 South Broadway. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about his Pro Hardware stores right here at scoresbroadcast.com. Don't forget all your winterizing equipment, gear, materials available at your Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center and Greenville. And just down the street from Jackson Center Pro Hardware, Darren Yinks has opened up Brick House Eatery. From hardware to hard-to-beat good food, Brick House Eatery in Jackson Center. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, does it all and very well. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines, 2 to 5 Monday to Friday, 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday. 10 to 1 on Saturday for Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Phone 937-596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. Don't forget for football tonight, how about some carryout from Myers Tavern, 303 North Main, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. Breakfast starts at 6 a.m. The omelets are terrific. Outstanding strip loin steak dinners at night. Proud to be a local casual hangout. We welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271, 693-8271. Place your carryout order from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. 65-29, Rushi Downs Minster, playing without James Niemeyer and Brogan Steffi, but the Raiders were in tip-top form, playing like March here in early December, Chuck.
Well, I mean, they outscored them 28-7 in the first quarter.
Yep.
Turned them over nine times in the first quarter. Got many baskets out of that. That was the end of the game. From then on, it was just you go out there and play and try not to get hurt.
Right.
But for Rushi, out-rebounded them 22-12. Eight, 19 or 20 turnovers for the Wildcats, 13 for Rushi, 15 of 19 from the free throw line for the Raiders, 2 of 8 for Minster. On the Rushi side, individual scoring, Braden Monin led the Raiders with 14, 12 from Braylon Cordonier, and then 9 from Felix Francis. Yeah, terrific game. Fissinger had 8. That's 17 points off the bench right there. They scored 65 for the game. My player of the game for Rushi is going to be Braden Monin. And then on the Minster side, they were led by freshman Cole Albers with 9. They got 7 out of Cooney. He had a 5-point start to the game.
Right.
And after that, they kind of held him down. 5 each from Cole Richards and Sweeterman, and then 3 from Sharp. They scored 29 for the game, and freshman Cole Albers will be my Clancy's player of the game for the Wildcats.
Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Well, the Rushi Raiders get a little bit of a break after going two double weekends in a row to start the year and advancing to 4-0 on the campaign. Rushi's got Friday games the next 2 weeks, playing home with Houston next Friday, following week at Anna. That could be a game that we cover on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi now 4-0. Minster 1-1, having just started last night, late beginning because of football. A postponed game from back in November is being played Monday. Minster against Botkins. Minster boys play Botkins.
Yeah. Well, Minster's going to need to be all hands on deck on that one,
yep,
too.
Sure, sure. Again, final scores today, this afternoon. Findlay Liberty Benton girls, a potent Division II club, defeats Minster 45-27. Tonight, Rushi, a powerhouse in boys Division IV, routes Minster by a score of 65-29. Again, Minster was missing Brogan Steffi and James Niemeyer. Again, they'll probably get 30 points a game between them, I would assume. You blend in continued improvement from the big man in the middle, the Frosh, Cole Alberts, at 6'7". And, wow, in another month, you might have a pretty strong club in Minster.
And Sweeterman had a real nice, another freshman had a nice game
tonight
for the Wildcats.
Yeah, indeed, no doubt about it. Thanks so much for our online audience enduring with us all day long here on Scores Broadcast. Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. I'm spending 10 days with family in Arizona, and you'll be hearing Chuck and Bryant Billing for at least the next four broadcasts here on Scores Broadcast. Chuck enjoyed it. Fine twin bill today. We saw some very good girls and boys basketball. Rushi Raiders, even better than we thought they might be.
Yeah, they're a really good basketball team, that's for sure.
45-27, Minster girls lose to Liberty Benton. In the second game just finished, Rushi 65, Minster boys 29. Jack Kramer saying good night for Chuck from here at Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.